There's another very interesting building that is found at La Bronda. Mostly we know about it from literature. Unfortunately, very little of it survives today. But it was a building called the Hall of Ablutions, where priests and other participants in the festival of Zeus could be ritually cleansed. Evidently, water was piped into this hall, and people could actually bathe and clean themselves before they participated in important religious ceremonies. Interestingly enough, included in this Hall of Ablutions was a building that housed tame fish. There was evidently a fish pond. And these fish were quite a curiosity in the ancient world. We hear quite a bit about them. They were very much accustomed to humans. They came when they were called. They took food from human hands. Some were even decked out in jewelry. They were wearing necklaces and, I suppose, earrings, if fish have ears, whatever they were, rings attached to their fins. Now, these weren't just curiosities. These actually were oracular fish who actually could help the visitors to the sanctuary understand the will of Zeus. One could ask the fish a question, and depending on where they swam in the pond, you would receive the answer. Now, when King Mausolus died, it was his sister who completed his great tomb, the mausoleum, and also ruled after him. Now, the Hecatomnid dynasty was quite unique for the ancient world, at least for ancient Anatolia, in that they tended to marry one another. So Mausolus's wife was also his sister. Artemisia was both his sister and his wife. She was named after that great 5th century BC queen I mentioned earlier who fought at the Battle of Salamis. And like her namesake, Artemisia II was a warrior in her own right. So after her husband slash brother died, she was able to rule for about 2 years before she herself passed away. And in that short period of time, she actually accomplished quite a bit. As I mentioned, she completed the mausoleum for her husband. And when her husband had died, there was a general revolt amongst the people that had been under his control, because the assumption was when Mausolus died, there would be a power vacuum. But luckily, Artemisia seemed to be up to the task of maintaining the great kingdom of Caria. For example, soon after her husband's death, the great sea power of Rhodes, an island that's not too far from Caria, decided that it would try to conquer Halicarnassus. She got word of this and actually got on a boat herself and hid her boat behind a promontory of the Carian coast. And as the Rhodians attacked Caria, she brought her fleet out and captured the Rhodian fleet. Now, this was quite remarkable because the Rhodians were considered to be the greatest naval force of the day, but she managed to outsmart them. And in fact, she chased them back to Rhodes and briefly took control of the island. Now, upon her death, her younger brother and sister became rulers of Caria. I've mentioned the brother already. His name was Idrius, and his sister was named Ada. And they, of course, were not only brother and sister, they were husband and wife.